In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, as you have heard, today's gospel is a difficult one to get our heads around. One biblical scholar, in his commentary on this passage, heads his words with the title, "The Address on the Difficulties of Discipleship." So being as we are also disciples of our Lord and meeting together here regularly to hear scripture read and to receive the holy sacrament as given to us by Jesus, his body and his blood, we should always be alert to the depth and meaning of our responsibilities as disciples. But compared to New Testament times, we are living here in a comparatively peaceful society, unlike the first disciples, where their society was full of uncertainty, opposition, even amongst families, ridicule, threat of violence, and even death. Not only from the power of the Romans, but from their own people. And of course, even in our own country, there have been a number of times when ordinary people, like you and me, have faced religious disturbance. Even in the days of the English Civil War, when all our windows were smashed in the name of religion. But being who we are, despite all the negatives we face in life, and there are a lot of them, we have faith grounded in what we read and understand about the life of Jesus, the world he lived in, the pressures of life in his generation, but most importantly, the understanding of life and God that he had and wished to communicate to those who had ears to hear. In the service that follows this one, you will see from your grapevine there is a concluding prayer which sends people home. And in the light of the few words I've said this morning, let me read you those words, and please say them with me if you so wish. O God, whose beauty is beyond our imagining and whose power we cannot comprehend, show us your glory as far as we can grasp it, and shield us from knowing more than we can bear until we may look upon you without fear. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And so, my friends, we continue on our journey of faith, living and learning more day by day about what it means to be a follower of Jesus in this complicated and at times challenging, dangerous world. Amen.